Kenneth Weidstra. I'm a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my photo chats, all things photography. So today I'm going to talk about a podcaster was talking to a photographer who said, the quote was something like, "I really appreciate digital photography. It really beats waiting and wondering if my photo was going to come out." And I thought, oh, I have a response to that. Here's my quote. Wait, what? Why would you think that you have to wait and wonder? You might have to wait because you have to process your film, but why exactly are you wondering? Do you not trust that your camera and your film and you know how to set an exposure and that they're not all working? Do you suspect the film is damaged? Do you suspect you didn't load it right? Because if you loaded it right and the film is working, which I'm betting it is, it always comes out. A CEO asked me, I was photographing him for a news story years ago, and he said, after I was done, with a little bit of a smug smile, "Do you think those will come out?" And I said, "They always come out. I'm working, the camera's working, the developer will be working soon." There is no magic. There is no wondering. And if you were to take an egg and crack it onto a hot skillet, you don't wonder if it's going to fry up and sizzle. It's just what happens when an egg meets a hot surface, right? Well, that's exactly what happens when light reaches film and then gets put into developer. There's no doubt about what's happening. There's no magic wand being, you know, swung across the developing tank to make it happen. It's very much simple chemistry. And the people who say that, it always makes me think, well, you're really not understanding how very consistent film is. Light is extremely consistent. Film is extremely consistent. Our cameras, if you're using a good Nikon or a Leica or a Canon, they're all very consistent. Plus, film is very forgiving. So if you're off by a little bit, it doesn't matter. So I'm not waiting and wondering. And I don't see any reason when people say, oh, I shoot film because it slows me down. I think you're just shooting your digital too fast. If I'm shooting a strong subject, I can shoot very quickly with film. I just don't spray and pray, figuring I'll find the photograph later, when I know if I'm not finding it now, I'm not going to find it later. But there is no wondering whether film will come out. There is no wondering whether the picture will be there. It will. If your camera's working, if you're working, if your developer's working, light that touches film turns into a mark on that film that turns into the negative which you make a photograph from. Or if in positive film, it turns into your slide. But there is no magic trick. I did like how back in the film days, art directors and editors didn't know how it worked, and they considered us magicians and sorcerers with light. But they missed the fact that we were bringing flash heads and softboxes and tripods, and we were bringing light. It wasn't magic we were bringing. We were bringing light. They missed all that. They thought the film was doing something magical in the camera, and in the developer, it does some more magic. There's no magic. It's chemistry. It's simple alchemy. Is that the right word? It's what happens when you fry an egg on a hot skillet. There's nothing to wonder about. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. I'll be back next time. We'll talk more photography. As always, here's to good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks.